This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, has extended his greetings to the people of the state, particularly the children, on the occasion of Children's Day, which commemorates the birth anniversary of the first Prime Minister of India, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. In his message, the governor said that Children's Day reminds all of our collective responsibility to empower every child to progress with knowledge, dignity, confidence and kindness. It is the duty of every adult to ensure that every child grows in a safe, nurturing and joyful environment. He urged all parents and guardians to invest in children's well-being and give them every opportunity to explore their abilities to build a stronger and brighter future for Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta yesterday chaired a meeting of the State Steering Committee on Social Outreach Activities for Siang and Upper Siang districts under the Special Development Package for the Siang region of Arunachal Pradesh. The meeting deliberated on key focus areas including livelihood interventions, development and upgradation of infrastructure facilities, and a proposal to develop Riga as a model village. In Lower Dibang Valley district, in a remarkable display of skill and dedication, pilot Deepak Gurung and emergency medical technician Bingu Tayang of District Hospital Roing successfully delivered a newborn baby inside an ambulance en route to the hospital at a very remote area of Harupahar of Koronu Circle with bad road conditions, more than 1 hour distance from the main road, despite limited time and resources. Upon arrival at the hospital, both the mother and newborn were in stable condition and received immediate care. To increase the availability of doctors at Tomoriba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences in Nahalagan during the morning OPD rush hours, the Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, has passed an order instructing a total of 36 doctors holding the post of the state nodal officers in the department to perform various duties at TRIMS. On the occasion of World Diabetes Day 2025, the Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, today officially launched the state treatment protocol for diabetes mellitus and the updated standard treatment protocols for hypertension. The protocols were formally unveiled by the Health and Family Welfare Commissioner Pawan Kumar Sain and Secretary Vivek HB. Speaking at the launch, the Commissioner Health stated that these guidelines will ensure standardized clinical care, improve treatment outcomes and enhance continuity of care for patients across health and wellness centers, primary health centers, community health centers to district hospitals. The three-day multidisciplinary international seminar on Northeast India and beyond, past, present and future, commenced today at Rajiv Gandhi University. The event, organized by the Rajiv Gandhi University Research Scholars Forum, brought together leading scholars, eminent academicians and international participants to deliberate on the complex socio-cultural, historical and environmental dynamics of the Northeast region. The dignitaries also launched the Book of Abstracts, a compilation of research papers presented during the seminar. The seminar will continue till 16th November. The district-level NCORD meeting was held today at the DC Conference Hall, UPIA. Chairing the meeting, ADC Headquarters Tame Yajum reviewed the directives issued in the previous NCORD meeting and took stock of the actions taken by the concerned departments. Deputy SP Hibu Obing reported that 188 kgs of cannabis and 314 grams of heroin have been seized and 23 drug-related arrests have been made so far. District Medical Officer Dr. Reena Ronya informed that over 83 pharmacies in the rural areas of Papumpare were inspected for banned drugs under Schedule H1. ADC Sagali, Assistant Commissioner Chuku Taba, informed the cannabis destruction activities were carried out at Sakyang and Pinte villages under Sagali subdivision. The Apatani Youth Organization yesterday organized the 11th edition of Mission Clean Clay River today at Zero with the theme Clean Zero, Green Zero. The program was formally flagged off by local MLA Engineer Hage Apa. Speaking on the occasion, MLA Engineer Hage Apa expressed concern over the deteriorating condition of the Clay River and appealed to the residents of Zero Valley to refrain from dumping waste into the river and its tributaries and to take collective responsibility in preserving the valley's fragile ecosystem. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.